Hello, festive foodies, and welcome back to Simple Recipe Box, where we transform everyday cooking into extraordinary experiences. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to sprinkle a little culinary magic into your holiday celebrations. Today, we're stirring up a special treat that marries traditional Puerto Rican flavors with the comforting essence of tea. Get ready for coquito with a tea twist. Coquito, for those new to the drink, is a creamy, coconut-based concoction traditionally enjoyed in Puerto Rico during the holidays. It's like eggnog's tropical cousin, rich and velvety. Now, imagine infusing that with your favorite tea. Intrigued? Let's dive into what you'll need to whip up this exotic blend. Here's your shopping list. Full-fat coconut milk, 1 can. Evaporated milk, also 1 can. Sweetened condensed milk, you guessed it, 1 can. 1/2 cup of white rum, leave this out for a non-alcoholic version. 1/4 cup of water. 1 bag of your favorite tea. Chai or Earl Grey are my go-tos. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Optional but recommended for that extra holiday spice, a dash of nutmeg and cloves. Now for the dairy-free folks, almond milk can replace both evaporated and condensed milk. Let's get brewing. Start by steeping your tea in hot water. Make it strong to stand up to the creamy ingredients. Once brewed, let it cool. Patience is key here. Next, in a large blender, blend the cooled tea with the condensed and evaporated milk until smooth. Add the coconut milk, vanilla, and rum if you're using it. Blend again until you achieve a creamy, dreamy texture. Taste and adjust. Too sweet? A pinch of salt can balance it. Not spicy enough? More cinnamon or nutmeg will do the trick. This is your creation. Make it your own. Once mixed, chill your coquito before serving. This enhances the flavors and thickens it to that perfect coquito consistency. Serve it cold, garnished with a little grated nutmeg or cinnamon on top. It's not just a drink, it's a gateway to tropical bliss, right from the comfort of your home. And for those wondering about leftovers, store your coquito in a tightly sealed bottle in the fridge. It stays fresh and delicious for up to a month. Just give it a good shake before serving. There you have it, folks, coquito with a tea twist, a delightful fusion of flavors that promises to make your holiday festivities unforgettable. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, the joy of cooking comes from experimenting with flavors and sharing your creations with loved ones. Until next time, keep whipping up magic in the kitchen. Music fades out.